Now, local councils are preparing for a surge of summer visitors and freedom campers. Last year, the government put $8.5 million into projects to promote responsible camping and is spending another $8 million this year. Our tourism reporter Tess Brunton has been finding out if it's made a difference.
Each summer, the popular Mackenzie district is inundated with campers, with close to 7,000 overnight stays recorded in January alone. Mayor Graeme Smith says the council received the least amount of complaints they've ever had after a busy summer because of a $548,000 boost from the government.
We used that money basically around compliance, signage, because also we had improved some camping areas. We were much better prepared to be able to help and educate people where they needed to camp.
Queenstown Lakes District Mayor Jim Bolt says his council's $530,000 grant has made a big dent on the impact campers were having.
You're never going to get down to every last irresponsible person. All you can do is provide the facilities, educate and encourage people to do the right thing. There's the old story, I mean, would you do this in your own backyard at home? Well, if you wouldn't, well, don't do it here.
Harware Community Association Chairperson April McKenzie agrees that camping has improved.
We are still seeing evidence of people freedom camping, and unfortunately not responsibly. You know, there's a lot of human excrement around, and it's really unpleasant for the locals and presumably other campers who are being responsible. So I think there's still a lot of work to be done.
She says the Queenstown Lakes District Council has made some good progress after the summer funding, which she hopes will continue. Holiday Parks New Zealand Chief Executive Fergus Brown says operators aren't breathing a sigh of relief yet, despite good progress in education and enforcement.
Some of them are still concerned with the numbers of facilities which are actually being provided or by some councils, and a number of our parks actually lease their businesses off councils, and to see councils turning around and providing similar facilities for free does rub people up the wrong way.
Fergus Brown says it's a matter of finding a balance between what's best for visitors and local communities, and he thinks a user pays model could work. The Buller District Council received $580,000 to improve camping infrastructure, compliance, education and signs last year. Council Regulatory Service Group Manager Sean Judd says it gave the council breathing room to try new strategies.
Sometimes when you try to fix a problem, you can inadvertently cause concern somewhere else. It's about making sure we get that right. Again, we're learning as we go. We think some of the initiatives that we've come up with so far have been pretty good. We didn't sort of create this problem, but we're doing our best to manage it, and that funds helps us do that.
Last year's funding followed recommendations from the Responsible Camping Working Group to better manage camping. MB Tourism General Manager Ian Cosser says new technology initiatives have been funded to help guide campers to the right places to stay.
We deployed sensors in some sites, and we actually demonstrated that these sensors tell us when those sites are full. They then send a signal to an app like Campermate that then tells the traveller who's coming towards them that actually you look like you're heading for site X, that's already full, we suggest you go to site Y.
The government announced a further $8 million to alleviate camping problems last month. Ian Cosser says the country is already shaping to be better prepared for the upcoming summer visitor peak. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Tess Brunton tēnei.